Welcome back to the Virgo Show. It could have been any place in the world. I'm glad you decided to pull up on me. Today, class, we're talking about in-laws. Mother-in-laws. Have you ever dated somebody and felt like you was dating their mama too? Like you only signed up for one night, you got two ladies you gotta deal with. Who is this lady? I mean, don't get me wrong. I appreciate you for bringing this beautiful young lady into the world. But, yeah, you gotta let go. Right. So I saw this topic on TV talking about mothers-in-law, how the mother-in-law was all in the business telling the daughter what to do and all kind of crazy stuff. And I'm like, woo, that shit crazy. My baby like, man, these mother-in-laws be doing too much. And I know, cause my mama do too much. We ain't make it at my mama's house. But it brought me back to this one time at band camp. My mother-in-law moved in on me. She would come visit for 2 days, 3 days, 5, 7, 14. I'm like, oh my God. You stay longer than you gone. Lady, you live here. Since I started that relationship, that lady was knee deep in it. She was coming to the restaurant. She was doing the most. I mean, everything but counting strokes. At least not that I know of. But I'm sure you men understand what it's like to be in a relationship with this young lady and her mama. Some of these mothers be doing too much. My lady, her brother, he going through something with his baby mama and her mama. It's like, he dating the mama. He don't understand what had happened and why the mama knee deep in the conversation. Like, every conversation, every word is my mama. And even if she didn't say her mama, you could hear her mama in the conversation. I'm like, man, mamas are still in conversations? Young ladies are still allowing their mama to run their life? I mean, we love our mama, and she done guided us this far, but unless your mama got a strong relationship with your daddy, she might not be the best person for advice. Like, I wouldn't listen to nothing my mama said about my relationship. No disrespect to her relationship. That's just not the relationship that I would like. You don't want their life, don't take their advice. No disrespect to nobody else's life. Because it might be working for you, but that don't mean it's going to work for everybody. Yeah, mother-in-laws, moms be all in the business. She be having her preset notions about what she thinks you should be doing. Which, in my opinion, is based on her life, what she thought she should have been doing. She trying to live through her daughter. It don't work like that. This one mother-in-law, she was up my neck talking about how I'm not as classy and as civilized and nah. Please. I mean, y'all might talk proper, but y'all ain't shit like everybody else. A lot of these mother-in-laws, they doing too much. They criticizing everything you got and all in your house, all in your decoration. They talking about your cleaning lady, knowing damn well you ain't got one. Talking about her husband, how his son losing weight or gaining weight. Then you got to argue with him because he wants his mama to be happy. Man. My mama ain't finna suck your dick. Just remember that. The mamas be knee deep in the business, counting strokes, listening to the door. Nah. That ain't gonna happen. It just doesn't work that way. I almost got into it with my ex's mama. Yeah, man. My mama was popping shit. Popping shit. I stood up like, what you say? She was like, you lucky. I ain't a little bit younger, or I would have booked your ass. I stood there firm, like, oh yeah? Because I knew some ladies about your age. My auntie and my mama, them gals like fighting. You ain't gotta fight me. I got somebody your age and size. You lucky. I got a little bit of respect. That's why I ain't mop you out here. I done lost that lady. And I just had to talk about her for a minute. And we had a good relationship, believe it or not. As bad as it sounds. It was honest. I'm not one who could fake it. I'm incapable of faking it. I don't even know how. Everything's organic. That's why the podcast ain't consistent. Because if I ain't got it, I'm not about to fake it. And I am not a faker. And I ain't like that lady. And I wasn't about to fake it. I wasn't about to pretend to be nice. Because I'm dating your daughter. Nah, fuck you. I don't like your ass. And she ain't like me either. And we was okay with that. We had a really good relationship. And my daughter cracked jokes about it. She said, you did not like her. And she did not like you. And that shit worked out. Don't ask me to do nothing. Because you know I don't like you. Not everyone is capable of being so honest. But, you know. Somebody could do it. Don't fake it. At least I can't do it. I can't pretend that I'm something I'm not. I don't like you. I'm not about to pretend I like you. I had some good mother-in-laws, though. I had this one mother-in-law. Man, I was cool as a fan. Probably because her daughter was too young for me and I was too old to be. I was like little sis and shit. It was still fun. She was cool. That's still my coolest mother-in-law. I still fucks with her. Cooler than a fan. Yeah. Everybody ain't able. Everybody can't do that. Some can, some can't. I'ma just keep it G. I'ma be honest with you. I'm not about to fake it. She used to send me to the airport to go pick her up. You can pick my mom up from the airport. I'm like, when is she leaving? She like, damn, you ain't even go get it yet. I don't know. Before I move and get my keys, I need to know how long I'ma be upset. She like, you ain't shit. I realized I wasn't. When I was honest, people didn't like it. And I tried faking it, but it doesn't work for me. I can't fake it. If I don't like you, I don't like you. I'm not about to pretend. I'm not about to be like, hey, happy to see you. I'm be like, welcome back. I haven't seen you in forever. That's how I'm at the door with you. I ain't faking it. Yeah, how long have we been on us? I couldn't convince her to put her mother out because that would be terrible. Everybody said you can't tell a girl to put her mama out. That'd be terrible, so. Like I said, you can't tell people what to do. I have no control of nobody else, so I decided I was going to move out. Left her and her mama right there. Sure did. Mother-in-laws, I ain't got to take this shit. I left. Slammed the door. You and your mama, y'all be good. I ain't telling nobody what to do with their life, but you ain't got to take it. At least be honest with somebody, either yourself or that person. If you gonna pretend that you like them, at least know in your heart that you really don't. That you just tolerating the shit because that's who you dating. And remember, you can't suck your own dick and you damn sure don't want your mama to do it for you. Because I don't want my mama to do what my girlfriend could do for me. And remember that. You just tolerating the bullshit until the time's over. That's all you need to know is how long they're going to be here. When that time's over, then you go back to your regular scheduled program. Unless they live with you. So you might have to start drinking. Yeah. I am Virgo Vine, and that's my take on your mother-in-laws. They need to mind their business. I got this. Don't worry about your daughter. Don't worry about your son. I got this. Because when the lights go out, your mama can't help you no more. Yeah, I'll be back soon with some more drama for y'all.